Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Next Monday morning is Dr. Richard Coffey's official first day as the new director of UK's Princeton Research and Education Center, taking over from Lloyd Murdoch. Coffey says the sense of purpose and relationship with its clientele has served the center well.
It really has, and if you go back to when this place was originally put in motion, it really was farmer driven. They really wanted the station here because of just the relationship they could have with specialists. And so it's always had a very close relationship with the farmers and livestock producers in this part of the state. And they really look to the center and the folks here to help them with problems and issues that come up.
Coffey will continue with much of his work in swine research at the center, but will be responsible for the facilities, budget, and personnel management and the like. Regarding that environment of clientele cooperation, he says that often leads to research support for the center.
That's one thing that we've also had a good relationship with some of our commodity groups and agribusiness groups, and because they see a lot of the value in the work that is actually done here, they've been willing to provide some monetary support for a lot of the research projects and demonstrations and educational activities that flow out of the Research and Education Center, and that's certainly something that we want to continue.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Rose from San Antone.
Aren't we going to run out of corn?
Hardly. Last year, we grew enough for food, feed, and fuel here at home and still exported $9 billion worth, one of the few U.S. products with a trade surplus. Mark from Bismarck.
That sounds like a lot of corn.
Of all the corn exported around the world, two-thirds is grown by American family farmers. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
Dr. Richard Coffey, taking over as director of the Research and Education Center at UK's Princeton facility next Monday, says they too face budget challenges. On top of that, a significant number of research specialists will be hitting retirement age in the next 5 years. He says they'll continue to focus on their philosophy of customer care because that will likely be part of the solution to challenges ahead.
A lot of the reason this place has a lot of support is because we have been very producer, farmer, service-oriented. They really view us as being strong advocates for them, listening to them, addressing issues that are of concern to them. And so I think for us to remain viable and to keep that grass-level support, we've got to keep that. And that's one of the great things about the folks that are here in Princeton. They all have that mindset, and so I just see that continuing on.
Dr. Richard Coffey. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.